Good morning. This is Disability Justice, an everyday pursuit and survival. Your host, John Griffiths.
And Dina Wilder, board operator.
And with me today is DJ Lamar.
I'd like to say good afternoon, everyone. My name is DJ Lamar. One of Portland's good DJs.
How did you get started as a DJ?
Good question there. How I got started with that is where I used to live at my mom's house. That's where I started from, is my mom's house. And I had dreams about it when I was practicing DJing. On Saturday nights, and that's where I called it the Saturday night dance party, because I did it on a Saturday. That's where I was practicing at. The house that we lived in, it was on Prescott Street. Years ago, it used to be a radio station before it was converted into a house. So we moved in the house, I believe, I think it was 86, 87 when we moved in the house. And that's how things got started. And so I was using like cassettes and stuff before I got into CDs and stuff. That's where I started from. And where I got my first CD player was a 5-disc changer there, and that's what mom got and stuff. So that's how things got started. And then I started collecting CDs and buying CDs and stuff. That's how things got converted into it. And then I make recordings of my different shows. I still have those recordings and stuff on cassettes. And I used to go give them to people and stuff. Then I started DJing at different group homes and stuff. And I was doing it on the weekends. That's how things got started. I used to go over to, Google, different sites, different phones, and visit them and play music for them. And they all liked it. So I did small birthday parties for them. Some of our different clients and stuff. And some of the staff knew them, liked it. And said, they kept wanting me to come back. And when it was time for me to go, I was like, don't go, we want more. So I had to figure all that out. And then I went down to the waterfront park, start playing down there, DJing down there, portable and stuff. So people liked it down there. So I was like, okay, that's how things got started. So,
and then help you out with some of the, like, making contacts with people to get gigs or anything like that?
Oh, yes. That whole thing. But it came from the group home styles first. That's how things really got started. And then from there, it just went on.
You've been doing this for 25 years. What are the highlights?
Well, first of all, I've been doing this for 25 years, DJing for different companies first. And then I am DJing for People First conventions. So, you know, People First. I did that for a couple of years and stuff. And then I got into like DJing weddings and stuff, and also birthday parties as well. And then some of the outdoor gigs I've done, like the outdoor company picnics that I've done. And in the year of 98, you know, May of 98, that's when I started the Last Chance Friday Dances. And I started from PCC Southeast Center for Training Division and POW. And I was there for a while. That's where, you know, we was using that gym for the dances once a month. And that was 22 years ago when I started it.
22 years ago, wow.
Yep. I played for like the Oregon, the Battle of Oregon, for Special Olympics and stuff. I played with them for a couple of years too and stuff. And I used to have two shows on the weekend with the Oregon, you know, the Battle of Oregon. And I just had the whole crowd going. It was just only standing room only. There was people standing on the outside of the walkway up the stage.
How has the pandemic affected your events?
Not good at all. You know, right now at this time, I'm just doing it on Zoom right now, and I kind of don't like that. It's not the same. It's not the same as like the rest of it is. The Zoom dance is just over Zoom. You can see other people's homes and stuff. And, you know, inside their homes and stuff. And it's just not the same anymore. So I miss that so much. And I wish this pandemic would go away, so I can get on and know what I need to do at this time. I kept getting phone calls, when are you going to start your dances again? I had to tell them, I'm not sure yet. We were supposed to start up again this year on January 30th. It turns out that building is still shut down because of the pandemic.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. The pandemic has obviously interfered with a great deal of everybody's business and jobs and everything else like that. It's a shame it has to kill it for everybody.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still coming on strong. I'm not gonna let nothing get in my way. Anything will stop me. I still keep going. So I'm not gonna let nothing get in my way.
When do you think you'll be able to start up the Last Chance Dance again?
Well, that's the question right there you just ask. So we don't know yet. So until I get further notice.
All right.
I can't wait till we get that started up again. I just cannot wait. I said if we get that started up again, I swear.
Yeah. DJ Lamar, are you doing any further once the pandemic's over with and you get the Last Chance Dance started again, Are you also going to start doing things like the Jolly Roger again and other events as well?
I'm not sure about the Jolly Roger one. I'm not sure about that one yet. But I have to see what they're saying. What they're going to say about it first. If I do it again, I want it to be outside, not inside.
So that means doing it during the summertime.
Yes.
What kind of music do you like to play?
Well, I just like to mix it up a little bit. That's like I throw in some 50s, maybe some 60s classics, has some 70s, some 80s, 90s, and some today's music. I just mix it up.
So you're kind of an all around music fan.
Yeah. Or I just make everyone happy and stuff, feel great and feel good and stuff. That makes them want to come to the shows again. That's how I do it. I don't play things just in one ear. I just mix it up like a variety of music that they like to hear.
Yeah, that's good.
That's how I do it.
I have been to a few of your dances. I've always appreciated the fact that there's definitely music from all genres and all different kinds of music.
Mm. And also, I had stuff I found some stuff from the early 1940s I found. There's a couple of them that I haven't heard yet. Whoa. There's a song, this is me, there's a song that I like. It's called Your Day Will Come. And that's like 1949. That's way back.
That one.
Whoa, yeah. And there's some from 1950s, like the 50s rock music. Ah. And there's a lot of that stuff I play.
Sounds like quite the collection of music. Just out of curiosity, speaking of music, do you do research on your music to find the music that you play during your gigs, or do you just kind of like manifest somehow?
I just manifest somehow, but if I don't have the music, if anybody requests that music, it's in one. If it's not in my classroom, I will download it. I'll go to like the iTunes and get it from there. Because I am connected with iTunes as well here.
So you're good at about, I mean, you know, people have music that they really like. You're good about looking it up and getting some of
it's kind of, it's kind of hard, but I can do it.
So has the fact that the technology has become smaller and compact.
Yes, I like that. Like, I can just carry it around town and play it with everybody else there. And like ever since I go down to the waterfront park, people hear music. They be dancing on their bicycles or on those carts, and they be sometimes they hung on me and say, hey. So I just make everyone happy. And stuff. They have a smile on their face and stuff. Hey,
yeah, well, I assume that CDs are much easier to carry around than tapes and cassettes and stuff like
that. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's real easy.
And then the speakers getting smaller and all the equipment getting smaller so that the soundboards are smaller and stuff like that?
Yeah, yes.
Does it make it easier for you to set up for your gigs?
It does.
Yeah, so you were able to get all your stuff now into one suitcase, so it makes it easier to.
Yeah, that's my next thing. That's my next thing I was going to bring up too at this time. Last year I got everything smaller to fit the suitcase in one case, instead of carrying two, I can just carry everything all at once.
And when you say carry, does that mean you use the mass transit to get around?
I could roll it down the street to Jolly Rogers and back.
Okay. Yeah. But if you have to like go further from your house, do you use the mass transit to get around?
I either use the radio cab, where like other shows.
Yeah, trying to stay safe and stuff like
that. Yeah. But last year, I didn't need no transportation. It was just down the street and stuff. Not far at all.
What are you most looking forward to after this pandemic?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question right there. I just can't wait to get everything started up again. I'm ready to like move on and do what I gotta do and get this thing over with to get these parties started up again. Let's get this, like I said, let's get this party started. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to getting back to the Last Chance Dance and
that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking about right there. We all do.
And back to all the other gigs you used to play for, because I remember like going down to the Walk, Run, and Roll for UCP.
Yes.
And they're playing and stuff like that.
Yes, I'm ready for that too.
Yeah, God, I'm so ready to get rid of this pandemic.
Yeah. I'm ready for all this, man. With all this mess, no, I'm still staying positive. Like I said, I was telling everybody that you have to stay positive. If you think negative, that's going to get you down right there. You have to stay positive like it is. And this is what I'm coming from. And this is what I'm telling everybody. Please stay positive. We will get through this together.
That's a good message.
This is what I'm saying. I wanted to send this message out to everyone to please stay positive. If you think negative, that's going to get you down, put you down. You don't want that. Everyone, please stay positive.
Thanks for the message, GJ. We'll get it out on the radio and hit a whole lot of people. So, how would listeners contact you or follow you?
Well, first of all, I'm going to get my email out. And it's all lowercase. D is in dog, _, J is in Jack, _, Lamar, that's Lamar, @yahoo.com. Or if they can reach me on Instagram too as well. I have Instagram, you can reach me on that. Or you can reach me on Facebook. You have to look under Lamar Wright. And it talks about Malgood Community College as well.
All right. Thank you for your contact information and, thank you for coming on the show and doing this interview with us today. And we really do look forward to, hearing you hopefully really soon. Getting back to Last Chance Dance and seeing you at the Jolly Roger and, Walk, Run, and Roll for UCP and all those other great events. And maybe in the future we'll have you back here on KBOO.
Yes.
All right. I want to thank you for your time and wish you a good day.
You have a good day too as well.
All right. We'd like to share with you some of the ways you can get involved in your community. Public Annex is a nonprofit that has free art classes on Wednesday across Zoom. go to publicannex.org. L'Arche is a nonprofit organization that serves people with disabilities and people without disabilities living in the same house. They have a once a month discussion series. Dina will now give you the website.
L'Arche, LARCHE-Portland.org. Their lecture series is a discussion series, and they're talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it's free, a public event, and you just register online to get the Zoom ID. If you're interested in doing something legislatively for the DD community, the Oregon DD Coalition has something called the GO Project. This year, of course, because of the pandemic, it's done online. So they're asking folks who want to do advocacy work to join them in some advocacy workshops on the second Wednesdays of the month from February through June of this year during the Oregon legislative session. That way you can interact with Oregon DD Coalition and legislators. Learn about the coalition's advocacy priority topics, with which John is going to share with you in a moment. You can practice your message before your visits with the legislators. You can discover strategies for connecting with your legislator remotely. And they're asking that you wear something yellow to show unity in advocacy during these Zoom meetings. So you can go to their website, which is www.orddcoalition.org, and you can get linked up to their GO project, and they can send you emails about this. So, John, can you tell our listeners what the four focus points that the DD Coalition is wanting to do on these GO project days?
Yes. Probably one of the first ones is getting a database system so we can figure out, when a legislator asks us for numbers, we can go back to our database system and actually give them numbers. It would also help us to prove the effectiveness of our system and make it easier for, people to kind of track the hours that they're using. The second thing is to get in a law that would guarantee caregivers 150% on whatever on minimum wage. So instead of constantly asking to have the wage bumped up, the law would just simply state that when minimum wage goes up, so does a caregiver's wage go up. The third thing is case management. Right now, we're being paid 75% of case management, but yet case management numbers keep on going up. We need to be paid the full amount. So that's something we've been advocating for in Salem. And of course, the final thing was family services, which were completely cut out of the budget. And
it was family to family networks specifically. Yeah.
And it really helped with connecting families together so that they could offer mutual support. I mean, we were really getting the bang for the buck out of that one. So we'd like to see that one returned.
Great. Thanks, John.
Our final thing that we'd like to share with you is a park that is wheelchair accessible and might be something you want to check out. It's in Happy Valley, and it's called Happy Valley Park on Ridgecrest Road. It has 24 acres of wetlands with boardwalks and paved paths, and is a great place to check out some birds. According to the website, the bathrooms are open, which is these days an important thing to know where they are, as it's more difficult to find them during this pandemic. So just another park, another thing in our community that you can be involved in. So hopefully we'll see you at some of these Zoom events and maybe at a park.
That's the end of Disability Justice. Since we cannot be fully aware of everybody's difficulties within the community, we would really like it if you would send us your email, disabilityjustice@kbu.org.
Also, we're always looking for fun, inexpensive things to do out in the community. Go to disabilityjustice@kboo.org to contact us and give us your ideas.